Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, 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 this your boy Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music. Yeah, 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 this your boy Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Oh, what's up and what's happening, good people? It's your girl, Jay, baby. The one you already know with the REI Radio Network, which hosts over 100,000 monthly network visitors, baby. Y'all know we don't do nothing small. So today, my people, today I got a good treat for you, baby. We got Zephonics in the building. What's up with you, Pop
King? What's good? What's good? How you doing?
I'm doing all right now that I got you in the building. What's good? I'm glad we got you.
Yeah, me too. Excited to be on. Excited to talk to you.
Definitely, definitely. Now, we're going to jump right into it about this joint, Silver Spoon. Now, baby, I must admit that beat had me going, honey. So why don't you talk to my people that don't know about that joint right there and tell them a little bit about it.
Well, the joint, No Silver Spoon, single off my album, The Antisocial Butterfly, dropped last year. Set to be shooting a music video for it this week. It's basically a song about, you know, coming from humble beginnings, coming from really nothing and making a way, you know, you can do it. It's just like put your mind to it, putting that hard work. And I've had to struggle. I've had to learn and do some, you know, I've had to do a lot of things to get, you know, to where I am to this point, and it's all worth it for me. But, I mean, not coming from that silver spoon, you know the worth, and you know what it takes. It's like, you know, you don't just get at this and get good overnight, you know, it takes a long time. So that's what it's about, the heart in there. I got a piece of lyrics with my family in there. It's like, it's all there. So it means a lot for me. It's my heart on the track, I guess.
Now, I am a testament to that because I got a chance to run my ear across that joint real quick. You know what I'm saying? So I could definitely feel the way you coming from with each and every ball that you were spitting, because I let it ride from the beginning to the end because that's what I do. But I want to ask you, blah, you know what I'm saying? I want to ask you, white chocolate, like, where are you homegrown from? Because, you know, I'll be all up on your page. Now, I ain't no stalker, honey, but I'll be all up on you. So where, how are you calling from? Where are you based in and who are you repping?
I'm repping 05 Side, Toledo, Ohio. I'm an Ohio boy, so that's where I come from. My roots are from all over, been a little bit everywhere, but I, you know, reign from Toledo, Ohio. That's where, so I represent.
No wonder.
Yeah.
And for my ladies out there, for my ladies, go and check this white piece of chocolate out. You know, real quick. I'm sorry. You know, I ain't got no get right. I ain't got no chill at all. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You know, you be looking all scrumptious and all good up on that Instagram. You know
what I'm
trying. Trying ain't the word. You already got it going on. You feel me? And for them people don't know who you at on that good old Instagram, you need to check him out on Instagram.com. DeFonix. You feel me? Get with him, baby. Now, I want y'all to also go check him out on that good old SoundCloud, because you got some joints on there, because I went ahead and I played a couple of your joints, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what I do. I'm going to play a couple of your joints, and I am feeling the Welcome to the East. I'm definitely feeling that 98 Cadillac. That had me go back, you feel me? The Bring Me Down and that Underwater Deep. So who are your inspirations, and who keep you going in this music thing? Because you really do have some good tracks out here.
My main inspirations, for real, is like my family at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I guess musical inspirations come from all over. I like, Pac was always my favorite, you know, growing up. But
okay.
I would say, like, nowadays, I like to hear, you know, I like to hear, like, pain that's made beautiful, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'd be listening, you know, to a lot of, like, Lil Durk, G Herbo. I like a lot of the cats coming out of Chicago. I like all kinds of different, like, melodic type Lil Uzi Vert. You know, I don't know. I like the fun stuff, but I also like the classic stuff. My inspiration, you know, R&B, soul. But, you know, as far as inspiration for the lyrics and everything and the sounds, I mean, that just comes from me and my family, you feel me? Like, my family is who I do it for. And, you know, of course, you know, my own dreams, but that's where the inspiration is, and just stories and things that I've lived and I've done. So, you know, I put it on record, you know, that's what I'm about, with me, with real life, you know, so.
Well, I love it because you are definitely conveying yourself in a way that it lets people feel exactly, you know, what you're going through and what you put on that track, you know what I'm saying? So hats off to you, because that's not easy to do, and some people have to put a lot of thought into, you know, what they're going to do for this track, the words they're going to put on it so that people can feel it. You know, the mask, they want to put the mask can feel, but it seems like it comes kind of naturally to you from the things that you have been through. So I want to give you hats off to that first off.
Thank you. Thank you.
No doubt. No doubt. Now, I did see that you have merchandise coming out. Like, what is that about? And talk to us about that a bit.
Yeah. So, I've been in the merch push lately. I've been calling around to – I've been working with some artists, graphic artists out of Strange Music's – Strange Music Street Team kind of. So Tom
– Really?
Isn't that Smith, with – he's been Tech Nine.
Isn't Strange Music with Tech Nine? Yes, I have a couple of artists.
Yeah.
We have an Omaha artist that is rocking with him. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of other artists from, you know, my hometown that are rocking with him. So hats off, boo, hats off.
Yeah, he do a lot of graphic art for him and just other artists on Strange Music and affiliated with. But I got an order for some merch that I'll be selling at my show this Saturday. And it's right now we're just going with, like, the artists. Me and my manager have been talking. We're just going to put some, like, artist, you know, brand out there, and then later coming with the overall hard work pays off brand movement, and just try to push that merch, see where it goes. But yeah, just, you know, you gotta, in this game, it's like, it's a whole package deal. So it's a business mindset. You have to come with everything. So, you know, I'd like to see different ways I can expand and, you know, branch out. And so I'd sell merch as, you know, the next thing that kind of needed to come from me. So, yeah, I'm excited about the merch. I think the shirts are going to look dope.
Yes, yes, yes. I am definitely going to be looking out for that because, you know, your girl always supports. No doubt.
For sure, for
now,
sure.
I saw you. Yeah, you got a show coming up. For my people out there, you already know.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and I share it all on the Dream Hustle Win fan page or on Facebook. So we'll be sharing this as well. All y'all that are in his area. But you have a show coming up March the 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you ready to go ahead and hit Frank in the city? You know what I'm saying? And burn it down with that Defonic Key.
Oh, yeah. I've been prepping for this show since I found out about it. I've been prepping and probably a month out, so my set list been already. I'm really excited. The card looks stacked. Shout out everybody on the card and just Innovations Conscious for putting it together. My dude Jay Davies and I'm just really appreciative to be, you know, able to represent my home city and, you know, do it big. It's kind of like my little last farewell, kind of in my city for a while, because I'm going to be regionally branching out, doing shows around different parts of, like, Dade area and stuff, and, you know, more just branching out. But it's like it's a big one. I've been, you know, promoing like crazy. I've been hitting the streets and talking to people and singing for people and everything, and a lot of tickets went out on this one, so we're like running low on tickets now. So I'm pretty excited, really excited. Yeah.
Look, the fact that you're running low on tickets says a lot, my baby. Like,
some cats
are scared to get out here and do that footwork and promote, you know what I'm saying? They just expect it to do what it do when you put it out there, and that's not how it works.
Yep.
Now, I saw you had a show, or actually, I saw you had some affiliations going on, and you are rocking a brand, Glassroots 419, shout out. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did that all come about?
Shout out my dude, Chris Cali. Chris Cali is the head of the Glassroots brand organization. He's done a lot for the city, for real. Like, he's put on a ton of shows for like a year straight, went on a run, just putting on shows for the city, letting all these artists get on the card and just getting their shine on and letting, you know, the young cats come up and everything. And he recently put out a brand that kind of just represents all of that and all the artists within the Glass City. And we just got a bunch of people together and started, you know, promoing, modeling off the merch and stuff. And, you know, that's what we're rocking with. It's like Glassroots all the way around. I'm, you know, Eastside 05, but it's like, you know, as a bigger whole, Glassroots is the whole city. It's everybody that's, you know, had to come up here, had some kind of, you know, part in the music culture around Toledo, Ohio, or even, you know, just the cities outside of it. So salute to Chris Cali. It's been cool. We've been able to do it a lot with it, like shows, rap battles. We've had cats from, you know, Pittsburgh come out on, you know, our Glassroots events and stuff. And it's been great. It's been a great response to it. It was kind of like a, you know, a gamble type thing, but it's working out really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad about that because y'all rocks with the East Coast, baby. Your girl was on the East Coast in the Berg for about 10 years doing what she do. So, you feel me? Every time I get somebody from the East Coast, it ain't nothing but love, baby. I make sure I shows out for y'all. You dig?
For sure.
No doubt. For my people that don't know what it's about and you want to check him out in that glass suit looking all good like that big old hunk of white chocolate that he is, I only got to check him out on that good old Instagram.com/DEFONIX. Then you need to slide on over and check my baby out on that Twitter.com/DEFONIX. Shout out to you because a lot of people have a lot of different names and you have to Google a lot of different things. You find them under a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it easy, keeping it cool, keeping it one name where they can find you because cats don't realize how important that is. But the millennials out here, they kind of lay, you know, I love my millennials. Don't get it wrong, babies. Don't get it wrong.
Right.
Some of y'all sometimes are a little lazy, you dig? So shout out to you for keeping it real easy and breezy for them. Y'all can also check him out on that soundcloud.com/DEFONIX/1. You feel me? That's where I found all them tracks like Welcome to the East Coast, 98 Cadillac, Bring Me Down, Underwater Deep. Check him out and get with him. Now, y'all know your girl is Jay is a small fish in a big pond. After this, back to your regularly scheduled program, so we only have a little bit of time to promote the best. So I want you to go ahead and give a shout-out to your people because a lot of the time, you know what I'm saying, there is no dream without the team and vice versa. So we want to make sure we're showing them the same love and respect that they're showing you. So go ahead and give them a shout-out.
Oh, man, I got quite a few. Shout-out my manager, Ben Elliott. Shout-out Jay Davies with IDFA, Trejo El Mexico, Chris Cali. Shout-out my boy, Fifth Element, Benji Nemo, Jordan Palmer, Backseat Group, the Glassroots, everybody in the 05 doing it big, Abby Sarabia, Venter Visuals, Joey Holly, shout out In Session Productions, Ideal Story. Got a big team that's just, you know, always supporting and rocking with me, so I appreciate every one of them. Y'all really helped me grow, and I know I'm missing some names, and excuse me because time is, you know, limited, but just everybody that ever supported with me and rocked with me, shout out to y'all. I really appreciate y'all. My family, family big time, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to his family. We love y'all. We respect y'all. Thank you for doing what you do to keep his mind at the point where it needs to be to do these type of things. That is important. Shout out to Chris Cali, Glassroots, Ideal Story, baby. Backseat Story, Joey Holly. We shouting you out, baby. Ben. Onyx is doing things that all of y'all are to blame. One time to all of y'all. We love you for making our dude keep going in this game because he really does have some pieces out here. For my people, I'm going to shout him out again. Check him out. Diphonics 1 on SoundCloud. Y'all know I'm going to shout out the ones that I love the best. That Welcome to the East. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the East. That 98 Cadillac. Bring Me Down. Underwater Deep. Mm-hmm. Just the name of you, honey. Y'all know your girl is a don't gas and she don't vouch for nothing that she don't like. But y'all make sure y'all checking my boy Diphonics out. You tell me. Make sure you like it, share it, comment, streaming, well, everything that he's doing, baby. How do we know you're there if you don't leave a comment? You dig.
Yeah.
So make sure you're checking my boy out. He is doing nothing small out here in these streets. You feel me? I'm going to say it again. He is doing nothing small in these streets. Follow him to keep up what he's going on with what he got going on. He will follow you back, honey. He ain't stingy. Now, are you planning to work with anybody or are you opening up your future projects to any kind of collaborations, whether it be with different artists or with producers, beat makers, mm-hmm. anything like that?
Yeah. Lately, just been getting the bread up so I can do that, travel a little more. I've been lately opening to work up with a lot more different kind of producers and just really anybody who's open to work. I've been trying to get a list together of artists that I want features from and go ahead and put the money up and, you know, start networking and doing business. But I have an album dropping this summer called Poison Ivy. So I'm about to go on a promo
yeah.
run for that
yeah.
real soon. And I do expect to have a few features on the album that just artists I haven't worked with lately, so or at all. But yeah, it's definitely this next year coming up is going to be a lot of features, a lot of from you know me and just working with different other artists and stuff. So yeah, definitely big step this year for that.
Well, definitely, my people, if you bought that W-E-R-K and you got that good old material that can keep up what he got going on, make sure you hit my boy up and put your bid in for that work at IamDephonics, IamDephonix at gmail.com. Make sure you get with him, support, and submit your best track. You feel me? Because we don't do nothing small
yeah.
around here, like I keep telling you, boo. And he is nothing small himself. So, submit your best joint. Go ahead and put your best foot forward for this Toledo, Ohio artist, honey. Because we are definitely going ahead and promoting everything that he do, honey. You feel me? Like I said, your girl
mm-hmm.
don't vouch for nothing. She don't feel. So make sure you're getting in here. You making sure you're putting your hands in the pot. Because definitely it's a lot to go around. Sometimes we can do that work for work. Sometimes it's going to charge you, honey. And whatever you do, make sure you do it right. Make sure you're checking him out on that twitter.com/DEFONIX, that instagram.com/DEFONIX, and slide on over to that soundcloud.com/DEFONIX-1. You feel me? Make sure you're checking out for that silver spoon, because that's what he got going on right now. Go ahead and light that joint right there. So he know where you at, boo. Now, you know your girl LaJay is a small fish in a big pond, and after this Becky Rickley scheduled program, we only have a little bit of time to go ahead and promote the best, honey. So I want to say thank you for everybody that came to listen to the Dream Hustle Win podcast interview with Diphonics, honey. Shout out to you and all of your people, especially the last roots, Chris Callie, honey. We see you, boo, working all up with my boy. For my ladies out there, I'm going to check my honey out because he's doing some big things. He's definitely a little piece of eye candy. So go ahead and rock that out real quick. I know you're going to like it. Then slide on over, check that Underwater Deep, running it one time. I want to thank you, my dude, for coming on and blessing me.
Oh, for sure. Anytime. You know you're my girl, LaJay. You know I got you.
Ah, you feel me? I love when you say my name like that. Let me quit. All right, my good people. I want to thank all of y'all for listening to the Dream Hustle Win podcast with your girl is saying. Your boy, the Phonics in the building. Check him out with everything he got going on. And if you're too lazy to do that, slide on over to that good old Dream Hustle Win Facebook page. We supporting and rocking everything he do over there. And you can just go ahead and follow all the links that I lead you to. You zig. One time for the one time, we're going to catch you on the flip side, and we out. Deuces.
Yep.